This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Friday, May 1st. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. A judge has ruled the U.S. Department of Agriculture did not have the right to cancel a local research grant last April. The decision this week came after Cal State Monterey Bay researchers appealed the termination.
The outcome being argued was that our grant be reinstated or that we be compensated for our losses.
That's Stephanie Cortman, one of the researchers. She and her colleagues received the $5 million USDA grant in 2023. It allowed them to measure the benefits of sustainable ag practices on a research plot and to pay 25 local farmers to try them. When the Trump administration canceled the grant, funding for those farmers dried up. Cortman says she and her colleagues scrambled and were able to continue the research part of the project.
We've actually shoestringed along a very creative assemblage of other funding sources,
including a state grant that's allowed them to keep measuring the effects of climate-friendly ag practices on crop yields.
We are now at the point of data collection that exceeds any other effort I've been involved with.
Still, the ruling this week could be a big deal.
If the money did get reinstated from the USDA, then that would allow us to continue this without having to look for other funding constantly.
But the USDA can request a review of the judge's ruling, so it's still not clear if or when the grant will be reinstated. And several May Day events are planned Friday across the Monterey Bay area in support of worker and immigrant rights. Rallies and protests are scheduled in Seaside, Watsonville, Santa Cruz, and Hollister, among other places. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with a roundup of this week's local news.